just finished talking about our indications. Let's talk about our contraindications. It's very important that our customers understand both the indications and contraindications. This is ethical. It allows the physician then to make more informed decisions. But our first contraindication is a lesion in an unprotected left main artery. And what that means is that there's not a bypass graft on the left to protect it in case something goes down with the left main. If the left main goes down, the whole left side of the heart can get shut off. But if you have a bypass graft going to, say, the LAD or the circumflex or the OM, there's a little bit of protection there. If a lesion is beyond a acute bend or located within a coronary anatomy where the catheter can't traverse, we have to be careful about going around bends because light doesn't bend, and you'll see that. So an acute bend, that's really up to the doctor to determine that. I think a good suggestion is that if we're going around a really tight bend or acute bend and they insist on using the laser, is that we make the suggestion maybe going down on our settings. Maybe this is one of those areas where you might want to go a little quicker than 1 mm/s just to get around that bend. If you have anywhere where the guide wire can't be passed, you have to have the guide wire across the lesion to do anything, whether it's lasing, rotablator, ballooning, or stenting. Just as a reminder, we cannot do step-by-step in the coronaries. Also, if the lesion is located within a bifurcation, as you all know, there's no devices right now indicated for bifurcation lesions. And then if the patient's not an acceptable candidate for bypass graft surgery.